Oldies925.com et notre programme est présenté à vous comme un service par notre sponsors B&S Grocery, East and Exxon, Doug Ashy Building Materials, Assured Home Medical, Bon Nouvelle, Ardoise Salvage Store, Chapman's Dirt Sand and Gravel, Family Hair and Gifts, Blake's Pharmacies, Jerry's Furniture, K&B Grocery et Village Boutique. Et mes amis, on va être ici jusqu'à 9h à ce matin. Et on a pré-invité tous vous autres qui quelque chose sur votre idée pour chier avec nous autres. Peut-être tu veux apprendre comment tu dis un mot en français ou un mot en anglais. Ou peut-être tu as des mémoires de les charges qui apprennent place des années passées. Ou tu as un petit compte, n'importe quel sujet comme ça. C'est votre programme. On a pré-invité tous vous autres. Qui a pré-écouté notre programme ici à la ville plate, peut-être à Mamou. À Eunice, aux Appalousas, peut-être dans un autre état, parce qu'on a pré-broadcast en travers de le pays du monde, dessus l'Internet. Par exemple, on a attrapé un email de quelqu'un qui a pré-écouté à Australie l'autre jour. On a des personnes qui a pré-écouté. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Mais ça va, Mark. J'étais juste appelé à voir, regarder un portrait de toi et Jim avait discuté mercredi passé. C'est ça, le Daddy Bob et le Blue Sky.
Daddy Bob, ouais.
Mais tu
connais qui? We didn't get one phone call about Daddy Bob. I'm sure somebody out there might remember Daddy Bob.
Mais moi, je me rappelle de lui.
Really?
Ouais, je me rappelle de lui. Et il avait eu le Bobby's Drive-In après Bobby Dordo.
Oh, et qui c'est ça, Charles?
Ça, c'était Bob Wathol.
He was the steel player, huh?
Yeah. Mais lui, sa location à lui était à l'endroit, c'est en sortant de la ville plate de sur le bord du West. Là, c'est en près de eu le Teresa's Dress Shop.
Okay.
C'est dans ce voisinage, doit là. Il y avait c'est Teresa's Dress Shop, et Tate's Men and Boys, le Tate de Commission Bourne et tout ça. C'était tout doit là. Mais ça, c'était Daddy Bob.
That was Daddy Bob.
Yeah. Et enfin, c'est...
Was that the name of his little drive-in?
Ben, ça, c'était Bob's Drive-In.
Bob's Drive-In.
Yeah.
Pas Bobby, Bob.
Et tu connais qui? C'est moins drôle de dire ça ici, mais dimanche passé, on avait été prendre un ride à Forest Hill. Du nom de leur festival éthiopien. Et en parlant d'Harry Bob, je me rejoins avec sa fille.
No kidding.
Avec Diane, ouais. On s'est rejoint à une des places. Ici, on était en même temps pour visiter de chez ça ici. Ça fait. Elle reste à Chico. Chez ça ici. Ça fait. Les racines sont toujours ici.
Very good.
Ça fait. Y en a d'autres monde qui se rappellent de Daddy Bob. Tracasse pas toi. Ils sont peut-être honteux. Ils ont peut-être. Envie d'appeler, mais ça connaît qui Daddy Bobby.
All right, the phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. Give us a phone call here at KVPI 363-2-2-4, 363-2-1-2-4. We want to hear from you.
All right. Comme dire, allons pas avoir honte. Allons passer un bon temps parce que c'est comme on vous dit tout le temps. Ça, c'est votre programme. Allons attendre de vous autres. Si vous avez quelque chose sur l'idée, n'ayez pas peur. C'est ce qui t'est nous autres connaître. Si on n'a pas la réponse, on va trouver quelqu'un qui a la réponse pour vous autres. On a plein d'experts qui travaillent pour nous autres. Et s'ils connaissent, ça travaille, mais ils sont tout comme tout le monde devrait être. Là, ils peuvent servir avec un gros salaire. Un gros maximum. Et c'est ça qui compte le plus de ça ici. Et Marc, il n'y a pas rien de nouveau depuis mercredi pour toi rapporter pour les autres?
Non, je ne crois pas, Charlie. Ah. Qui t'a sur ton idée, Charlie?
Mais moi, je n'ai pas rien sur l'idée. Mais c'est pour ça que moi, j'ai demandé, ouais, si toi, tu n'as pas quelque chose, c'est moins drôle parce que toi, tu as tout le temps quelque chose.
Mais je vais fouiller.
Pour bardasser avec les ça.
Je vais trouver quelque chose, Charlie.
Yeah. Moi, j'ai été demandé une question.
Uh-oh.
Tu connais? c'est pas rien de mauvais. Tu connais dans ta gorge? Tu regardes dans ta gorge, tu as fait un petit grouille.
Une petite palette?
Ouais. Comment tu dis ça? Comment tu appelles ça en anglais?
En anglais?
Ouais.
The Adam's apple?
Non, 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 non. Ça, c'est la petite affaire, c'est grouillé dans ton palais, là.
I don't know.
Comment tu l'appelles en français, d'abord?
I don't know.
Mais moi,
do you know?
T'es pas un fou de meilleur que moi, d'abord. Moi, je connais pas non plus. Mais ils m'ont fait des questions. Mais tu dois croire, moi,
the thing inside your throat, in the back of your throat.
A little wiggles. A little wiggler.
How do you say that in English as well as in French?
Yeah.
I don't know.
C'est une question, un drôle de question, mais c'est une question. Moi, le monde me sort toute qualité de questions dessus la rue quand on se joint. Ça fait, le monde, je connais le monde à peine écouter, mais c'est pour ça que je dis, ils ont honte de dalle de fond, parce que nous autres, on serait contents d'avoir le monde pour nous appeler, puis nous charrer de ces différentes questions, ils ont une idée. Là.
The other day, Charlie, I had somebody come in while we were doing our remote at Brown's, and he was telling me all the different words for a fireplace, you know, and the mantle clock, and the fireplace, and the iron things that hold up the wood. One thing he couldn't remember, how do you say the bellow, the little thing that blows the air out? The bellows, comment tu dis ça en anglais?
Le souffleur. Moi, je connais pas.
I don't know. That was the only one he couldn't figure out. He had the French words for the mantle clock, for the fireplace itself, for the little iron things that hold it up, and even the little iron poker that pokes
les
the wood.
Chenets.
What is it? Chenets?
Les chenets. That's what would hold your wood up.
Okay, but what do you call the little iron poker, the little long iron thing? The little metal rod that you'd poke the wood to make it.
Si tu m'aurais pas demandé de question, j'aurais pu te le répondre.
He gave me the answer to that, but the only one we couldn't figure out was the one to blow the air, the bellows.
Well, the thing is, I can't help you with that because we didn't need that in those years. We didn't use that. Let's put it that way.
That's in calls, Charlie.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Ed, the Eunice.
Oui, Monsieur Ed.
Oh. C'est pas un l'alouette que t'appelles ça?
À qui?
L'alouette. Dans le palais en arrière.
OK, ça c'est en français.
Ouais.
Comment il dit en anglais?
Je connais pas.
That's the little wiggly thing in your throat?
Yeah.
And l'alouette?
It's one of them, I don't know.
And l'alouette? I've never
alouette,
heard that.
Yeah.
An alouette.
In back of your tongue, that's how you get the...
Yeah.
Let's
see, wiggler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times when it's... Quand t'as les amygdales, ça fait mal.
Mais,
now, les amygdales, what is that?
Tonsils.
That's your tonsils.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ed. Appreciate the call.
And I'll call.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Let's try this one, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello?
Charlie?
Hey.
Richard Desotel.
Monsieur Desotel.
La petite affaire de ta... Dans ta bouche, c'est une grotte. I think the man before me had it pretty done that.
An alouette, or what did you say, a grotte?
A grotte.
Okay. We got the French part of it. What's the English version of it?
Oh, mais là, je connais pas.
Hey,
while we're on the phone, now, you're talking about Bobby's drive-in. Which one used to be on the Stanley Road?
You're talking about Red and Dot.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it was. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, for years, the robins would leave during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then they started staying during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then the last 3 or 4 years, I hadn't seen a robin in town. And then last Saturday, I was in my backyard, and I saw a robin.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, if you needed to see one, come by my house.
There's some around here, too.
I have them in my backyard, too.
Huh?
I have them in my backyard, too. And they're not bashful. They won't fly away. They don't scare very easy. They're very friendly.
But what I'm saying is, they used to go wherever they come from.
They used to leave.
When the weather was over.
Yeah.
But then for 3 or 4 years, or a number of years, that some that stayed in town, some and will.
Well, yeah, but Richard.
3 or 4 years, I hadn't seen a robin.
Richard, it's sort of like people, you know. They come to your flat the first time, they drink the water and zap.
But then last Saturday, I saw one for the first time in the last 3 or 4 years.
And the thing is, I don't know if you're into it or your wife is into it, but do you know that the hummingbirds are back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. That and the purple buttons, they're back.
Right. But, my wife was all excited this week. She put out some of her drinking water for the hummingbirds, and she was all disappointed, and she hadn't seen one yet. I told her, I said...
I used to have some 4 o'clock plants in front of my house.
Uh-huh.
And they'd come by the hundreds.
Oh, yeah. But she was amazed this week when she finally saw them. We have some flowers that are blooming right now in the yard. Uh-huh. And they're out there, they're visiting the flowers more than they are they're drinking water.
It's really early for them.
It is. That's the scouts, they say. But anyway, we still enjoy them.
Yeah.
Well, Richard, we appreciate the phone call, my man.
You too.
Okay, good. All right.
Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
All right, Lacoute. That rod you poke the fire with, in French, we used to call it le tisonnier.
Le tisonnier, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
How do you say it again?
Tisonnier.
Yeah.
And that's the way we pronounce it. Heaven knows if it's the right way.
But that was the way we used to call it, huh?
Écoute, j'ai une question pour toi.
Allons, attends.
Quand j'étais moyenne, ça disait que quand quelqu'un était bien malade, il avait ça qu'appelle, il était tropique. What does that mean? How do you say that in English?
Tropique.
I believe it's in reference to kidney trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let somebody else give us a call and answer that. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Appreciate it.
And on call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Yes. I wanted to say the name of the little wiggly thing in the throat. It's called the uvula, or the uvula.
That's in English, right?
Yes. Uvula.
Uvula or uvula?
Yes. I'm looking at it on the computer.
All right, somebody's going to help me out over here.
Yes, and that's what it's called, the uvula or uvula.
Okay.
Uvula.
Uvula, all right.
Okay.
We won't have to say the little wiggly thing anymore. we got instructions.
Call.
All right. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello? He's going to give up.
They gave up.
Ah, all right. Mais moi, je n'ai pas give up encore parce que je veux charger pour un place de business si fait possible dans le programme ici de Marc. Si c'est correct avec toi.
Ah, ouais.
All right. Ça, on veut dire, c'est le K&B Grocery. Quand ça vient pour cuire, bon, que ça serait pour des amis ou que ça serait pour la famille, ou tous les jours, vous avez besoin pour la viande la plus fraîche, les meilleures coupes de viande, naturellement. Ça, c'est naturel. Et qu'au fin, si vous n'êtes pas pêcheur, on K&B Grocery Meat Market, au bout du ouest de Lincoln Road, ici de la Rue Plate. Vous pouvez être sûr de vous avoir ça, vous êtes pour garder pour, à des prix très raisonnables par-dessus ça. Ça fait qu'au fin, si vous êtes aller pêcheur par ailleurs, quand vous pouvez faire un stop. Ça, c'est le K&B Grocery Meat Market. Là, si vous êtes placer vos ordres d'avance, vous pouvez les appeler. 363-0644. 363-0644. The K&B Grocery Meat Market. Et ça vous offre toutes les qualités de viande fraîche, les coupes de viande fraîche, la viande bouconnée, la viande salée. Ils ont du boudin, ils ont des saucisses, ils ont, on va dire qui, les gratons, du fromage de tête cochon, du petit salé, et vous êtes le nom, on sait qu'ils l'ont. Et c'est tout fait. On va en couverture. Ça, c'est en K&B Grocery Meat Market, ouvert 7 jours par semaine. Ça, c'est en bout du ouest de Lincoln Road, en coin du chemin, ça t'y va, Chico Park. OK?
All right. So we got the name of the poker, c'est un tisonnier.
Tisonnier.
OK. We never got the answer to the bellows. Not yet. I think you used to use that in the blacksmith shops, too.
They'd blow that air.
To blow the air.
Yeah, to make
there's got to be a word for that in French.
Moi, je le connais pas.
Huh?
Moi, je le connais pas.
You never use bellows at home.
I was always full of air, hot air myself.
I didn't say that.
You wanted it. You were leading on to it.
And
okay.
And what is it in it, the little wiggly thing? An ovula or ovula? Ovula?
Yeah.
Quelque chose comme ça.
Hey, comment tu prononces en anglais? Comment tu dis tropique?
I don't know what that means, Charlie.
When someone is very sick.
Tropic?
So, yeah.
Tropic. So it's, yeah. It's an illness?
Well, when the people are sick, people say, refer to them, il est tropic. And what? How do you say that in English?
I've heard of the term estropie.
Yeah, that's crippled.
Crippled. Estropie.
Tropic. C'est different.
Different word. Okay. Another call. Let's try this call.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parle? Hello? You're on the air? Ça veut pas charrer, ça fait, on va donner la chance à quelqu'un d'autre. Mais in the meantime, let's talk about East NX on Service Station here in Ville Platte, the place where they featured the oil change special every Wednesday and every Friday at $20.99. Oh, yes, hey, you did hear it right. $20.99, and that includes the 5 quarts of oil, also the lube and the oil filter. And besides this, they're able to just take care of your car as well. They will wipe the windshield. They're going to vacuum it for you if need be. And then besides this over here, they feature the Exxon quality gasoline and also the Exxon diesel, all at your self-service pumps for those of you who are in a hurry or if you're wanting to do this 24 hours a day. So that's at the East End Exxon Service Station, corner of South Chitanya and East Main, Ville Platte. Tell Johnny hello for us.
Another call, Charlie.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hi, Mr. Charlie, it's Camille.
Hey, Camille, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, you?
All right.
Listen, I'm calling for, let's be turning the page now to Easter. I'm looking for guinea eggs, and I know at the Farmer's Mart, not the Farmer's Mart, but radio, I've called in, but since you're in Tosta Cafe, so many people listen.
Uh-huh.
That I'm interested in guinea eggs, and I have a couple of my friends who want them, you know, but they're not going to call. I said, well, I'll call, and you'll make them talk about the guineas and pocket eggs, too.
Uh-huh. You're doing it early this year, huh?
Well, before you know it, it's almost Easter.
You're not waiting until the last minute.
No, I already have put in my order for my country eggs, too. You know, just as well get them good. We got to teach the kids to pock anyway.
What is it about the country eggs that make them tougher than the regular store-bought eggs?
Because they eat gravel, and they eat nails, and they eat worms, and all kind of stuff. That's why they're also better to eat than those, like I call them, funeral home chickens. The ones that lay those eggs are better, you know. You can boil them a long time in a gumbo.
Did you call them funeral home chickens?
We call funeral home chickens. Those fries we get now, you know, at the store.
They're embalmed.
They're embalmed. And you know exactly what I mean. That it's just a term we use for them. Use a real chicken or a funeral home chicken.
You got that right, Camille. You're a true...
Well, I mean, once you've had the real macaw there, you know, we eat the chickens, of course, from the store. We have to, but you can't compare.
It's kind of like tomatoes, and there's nothing like those good homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah, we call the ones at Walmart, those cardboard tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And the real ones are the ones we're going to get in a couple of weeks, hopefully, when the garden starts producing.
Yeah, I'm sort of anxious for the market to open up again.
Yeah, Pam is too. It's coming. Like I said, before we know it, I can't believe we're already talking about Easter again. It looks like last year I just took my grandchildren out to the country to get some guinea eggs, and they had a wonderful time seeing, you know, the different places that I took them. And because we don't see that anymore. But anyway, I am interested. Camille Fontenot at the chamber office, if anybody has some guinea eggs for sale.
All right.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Camille.
Bye.
Good.
And I'll call, Charlie.
All right. Bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Dad, encore. Pour oui, le soufflé, là?
Uh-huh.
C'est un soufflé de forge. Mon grand-père en avait un.
Un soufflé qui?
De forge.
Pour faire le feu.
Oui.
Et là, tu tournais, il y avait un manche dessus. C'était comme un éventail dans la boîte.
Right, right. Ça, c'était pas une forge.
Ouais.
Oh, c'est là tu usais dans la cheminée. C'était un à la main. Tu,
ouais.
Tu tapais... C'était pas grillé l'affaire à la main.
Yeah. Ben, c'est là que mon grand-père, au fait, si tu tournais à la main, mais il y avait un manche et tu tournais ça.
Uh-huh.
Ça faisait de l'air, ça faisait le feu, tu connais.
Ça soufflait les braises.
Braises, ouais.
Uh-huh.
C'est un soufflet de forge?
Forge, ouais.
All right.
Ed, merci beaucoup.
C'est l'autre, le sac que tu connais, la lampe dessus, c'est un enclume.
Un enclume?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Un enclume.
Yeah, that's an anvil.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed.
And I'll call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Mr. Charlie?
Hey.
This is Merlin Dupre and Mamou.
Way.
About your tropique that you asked about?
Yes.
That's ascites, and that's an accumulation of fluid in the body cavity.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's what it means when you say ils sont tropiques.
Tropique. They get a lot of fluid.
They're retaining the fluid.
Yep.
How do you say it in English?
Ascites.
Ascites?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're good. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good.
And I'll call Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Morning, Charlie. Jerry Vion.
Hey, Doc.
How we doing this morning?
Hot dog, man. We're doing it. We're trying to pedal and keep up with all of these phone calls we have.
The tongue in your throat is called the uvula.
Right.
That's what a bellow is. C'est un beuglement.
Ogulement?
A bellow is a beuglement. B-E-U-G-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Beuglement?
Beuglement.
A beuglement.
All right. Ah, okay.
All right.
We're getting there, Doc.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Call.
And I'll call you. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'est Burke. C'est Burke, Swallow.
Yes, sir, Burke.
Je n'ai rien de à faire que tu tournes, qu'il fait le vent, là, dans ma cabane.
Uh-huh. Et comment il y a de la paille usée, non?
Oh, il est tout rouillé.
Tout rouillé, hein?
Il travaille toujours, là.
Il faut y mettre toujours l'huile pour la faire partir, hein?
Ouais.
Okay, mate. Thank you, Burke, and I appreciate the comment.
You're welcome.
Good. Bye. Good.
Another call.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
TJ LeBeau.
Oui, monsieur TJ, il y a un bout de temps, t'avais pas attendu de toi.
Code. Dis quoi? What t'as dit?
Il y a un bout de temps, t'avais pas appelé pour Nive Charlie, ben ils ont...
La femme qui t'a soit appelé pour les offres, she calls Philip Lejeune in Elton.
Philip Lejeune in Elton.
He grows No. I was thinking about those other little eggs. What you call it? Not guinea eggs.
Oh, well.
Senior moment, TJ.
Yeah, that.
Time. And when I heard that,
Benny?
I heard the wrong thing. See, my wife tells me that all the time.
Is that the Benny eggs?
She's looking for guinea eggs, and I was talking about quail eggs, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good day.
Well, TJ.
Tell Mark I caught him in Venice, Louisiana a while back.
Venice. Mais ça c'est proche à notre bord de bord ici, hein?
I didn't catch him for long, but I caught KVPI for a moment.
In Venice.
All right.
Well, See you later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, TJ. Hadn't heard from TJ in a while.
Yeah, and he said he caught us in Venice. Ça c'est un bon petit bout, hein?
Bon petit trot.
Wow. Phone lines are back open. If you've been wanting to get through and talk with us, give us a call here at KVPI. Sur la tasse de café. Vendredi matin.
Je crois que toi, tu es proche pour aller pocharer pour une place de business, c'est moi.
Proche, toi, oui.
Oui, mais on va quitter, avoir le plaisir d'être stern.
Oh, I think we're also want to do a little teaser. We call that in the radio business and teaser. Charlie, a lot of people enjoyed that swamp pop dance so much we had about a month ago. We've just about got everything firmed up. We want to let everyone know. Keep listening to KVPI. We're going to be letting you know that we're going to have another Swamp Pop dance on Friday, May the 1st, and it's going to be at the Ville Platte Civic Center, and I've been working with these guys for a long, long time, and finally we're able to get them to come. We're going to have a reunion dance of the original Boogie Kings. Actually,
whoa.
It's the original Boogie Kings as well as the Boogie Kings today. It's going to be like two different sets of music.
I missed you.
But Burton Miller will be there, Doug Ardwan, some of the original guys, as well as guys that came later on. They will all be there donating their time for this big one-night-only performance of a reunion of the Boogie King. So that's going to be a show nobody would want to miss.
So that's going to be almost a reunion of the Evangeline Club.
Yes. The Boogie Kings are so well known. They were one of the top bands back in the 50s. In fact, they're still going strong today, Charlie, 50 years later.
Yep. They're gaining steam instead of losing steam.
Absolutely. So keep listening to KVPI. We'll give you all the details. And all the money collected at the door. All the money we raised for the dance will go for the Swamp Pop Museum. Let's give you a... You didn't get your coffee?
No coffee yet this morning. I don't know.
Just lean back, Charlie, and kick back as we talk about the Bonne Nouvelle, good news about people, places, and things in Evangeline Parish. Publisher Bobby Dardo says there's more good news than bad news, and that's the reason for the success he's had with the Bonne Nouvelle. It's printed every month, sometimes twice a month, and if you'd like to start getting the Bonne Nouvelle, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and talk to our good friend Bobby Dardo at 363-6692, 363-6692, and you will start getting good news in your mailbox each and every month. You will not miss a single issue, and you can send it to a friend or a family member away from home. It would make a wonderful gift for any occasion. And don't forget, while you're signing up for a year subscription to the Bonne Nouvelle, ask Bobby about his photo restoration service. He can take those old photographs that you have stored away, maybe in a photo album, and totally restore them. If you, time to time, we like to look back at some of those old photographs, and a lot of them are in pretty bad shape. Maybe they're faded, maybe they're scratched or torn. He can make them look like they were taken yesterday. And you know what? He can show you some of the before and after shots of some of the pictures he's taken. He has proof of what he can do. He's shown Charlie and I what he can do, and it's amazing. We like to call Bobby the miracle worker because of what he can do with those old photographs. If they're old black and whites, he can colorize them. If they're tiny wallet size, he can blow them up to poster size. Call Bobby Dardo at 363-6692, and he's telling us that he's getting phone calls from all over the area after we talk about his photo restoration service. So if you're living here in Ville Platte or Mamou or Eunice or Opelousas, Church Point, no matter where, give Bobby a call at 363-6692. Sign up for a year subscription to the Bonne Nouvelle and ask him about his photo restoration service.
All right, Mark, on a paddock phone call?
No, we're still waiting to hear if anybody's got some guinea eggs out there. What other topic we're still waiting to get some news on?
Or do we
get answers to all of our questions?
We've just about gotten all the answers so far. Man, our listeners are sharp this morning.
Telling you.
Et gars, mais Becky est rendu.
C'est tard.
T'es en retard, mais t'es là.
Better late than never.
There you go. Thank you, Becky. En parlant de ça, tu connais dimanche, on t'en avait dit, on avait été à Forest Hill. En parlant du café, regarde là-bas, il y avait un gros display jaune. The Mellow Joy.
Oh, Mellow Joy was there.
En fait, ils étaient là, puis écoute, ça, ils ont quitté à connaître le monde, ils étaient là, parce qu'ils avaient des gros signes jaunes. Tu ne peux pas les manquer.
C'est pas les points de call, Charlie.
All right.
No, not for us.
Okay.
Not for us.
Pas pareil. Mais moi, je suis pareil pour charler pour le Ardoin Savage Tour. Et c'est à la Ville Platte, à 1201 West Main. Monsieur Mike Ardoin, tout son crew, de prendre le temps de vous inviter, puis shopper avec nous autres. Et on a, comme il a mentionné, jour de Pâques peut approcher. Et c'est pas trop de bonheur pour venir, puis shopper avec Mike et son crew. C'est le temps de se préparer d'avance, avant la foule du monde va prendre place à la dernière minute. Ça peut tout le temps être en avant du temps. Et Mike vous garantit, il va être beaucoup, beaucoup raisonnable avec ces prix-là. Parce que lui, il veut votre business. Et la seule manière, il peut vous faire plaire, c'est si vous êtes voir, puis vous êtes shop avec nous autres. En Ardoin Savage Tour, New Sign, West Main, à la Vie Plate. Et n'oubliez pas, le Main Furniture Store de chez la Grande Rue à la Vie Plate. On s'y bien.
T'es paré pour des calls, Charlie.
Oh, puis c'est mon départ, allons charrer. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Lapin Bertrand qui parle.
Monsieur Lapin, comment les affaires?
Ça va bien.
Ça, c'est bon.
Oh, y'all some guinea eggs?
We got...
The Mowater Store in Eunice got the best guinea eggs around.
Mowater Store?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Mowater Store, and it's in Eunice?
Yes, sir. It's on Highway 13 out of Eunice in Mowater, Louisiana.
Oh, it's a store. It's called, it's in Mowater.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he's got some large Guinness. They're pretty Guinness.
Well, I'll tell you what. Years ago, we had a friend, a farmer who dealt with us at the feed store. And he had the different kinds of guineas. He had the white ones, he had the speckled ones, and we had even gotten him some pink ones.
I think these are African guineas. I don't know. I really don't know.
But Miss Camille, Miss Camille can get in touch with him.
On the same thing, thank you all for Daddy Bob. I was listening when we got the report on that. Appreciate it.
I tell you one thing, I remember Daddy Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lope. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Bye-bye. On 9 on call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
It's Camille again.
Uh-huh.
Listening as the guinea egg story opens up.
Uh-huh.
But one thing where Daddy Bob's was before I go on, isn't that where my and T's was?
Right.
Miss Teresa and Mr. Marius?
Exactement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You,
there,
you remember that?
Oh, yeah. We'd go to my and T's. I was old enough to remember that. And
yeah.
Drink. Yeah, it was great root beer. It was almost like the A&W root beer.
Right.
Okay, but, you know, I'm calling y'all back for just a little reminder, Mr. Charlie, at our building today at the Chamber from 11 to 1, we have our travel show. And if everybody's invited. We're going to have refreshments. We have little sandwiches and cold drinks. And Jonathan Berza, who originally, his family's from Mamou, and he has the charter company, A Great Way to Travel, and Vermilion Cajun Tours, is going to be there to tell about different trips that he is putting together, or if people are interested in going, you know, in different trips, and he can customize them, and it's free of charge, and it'll be from 11 to 1 at the Chamber. KVPI has been announcing it, but I just wanted to say that on Tasta Cafe, so sometimes people listen to this and give it more attention than maybe just a commercial.
All right.
Thank you.
And you got your information about those guineas.
A Goldwater store, I'm going to call, because if it's at the store, I want to see, I guess, people bring them there. You think it's listed as Goldwater store? I guess
I'm sure it is.
And the African guinea, he said, but I believe all guineas are African, of African descent. As far as I know, huh?
Hey, Camille, moi je connais pas, ça.
Well, here we learn.
We're going to learn.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
363-2124.
We get into the darndest things, don't we?
You never know what we're going to talk about.
But I tell you what.
You never know.
But I tell you what, they're taking it to my word. I told them it was their program. They needed to help us out, and look at it. We're having a ball this morning, y'all.
Hey, how do you say it? I have another word for you, Charlie. And not mon français. I'm looking at the picture right now. Come on. Well, how do you say that in French, Charlie?
Qu'est-ce que ça?
The picture.
Le portrait?
Yeah. How do you say a corkscrew en français? You know what a corkscrew is, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not really a wine drinker.
To pull the corks out of the wine bottles,
yeah,
you know?
I know what
it was better than
about.
Using teeth to pull the corks out, so they invented this device they call a corkscrew. On a un mot pour ça en français, Charles?
Oui, il y a un mot en français, mais moi, je ne le connais pas.
T'es paré pour notre call?
Oui, je suis paré pour notre call. Et bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hello. This is Nellen.
Yes.
What I'm looking for is some used tin. If anybody has some used tin to sell, because I'm trying to build me a chicken coop.
Well, what you need to do, Nellen, is call the Tradio and put your information. Yes.
Yeah, ma'am. We do it on Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 12:30. You can call us and we'll put you on the air and you can advertise that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Charlie. Got another call.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on the air.
Uh-huh. Talking with you, Joe Sirai.
Okay, all right, Joe Sirai.
Okay, pour la fête forge. La fête soufflée. Et soufflée de forge, ça s'appelle les poules.
Uh-huh.
En français, on appelle ça un four l'eau.
Un four l'eau?
Un four l'eau, c'est ça qui souffle le feu. On appelle ça four l'eau.
Uh-huh. Four l'eau. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll call, Charlie.
And I'll call. Bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello? C'est quoi ça? Ça give up.
Another call, Charlie.
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello?
Hello, put your radio lower. We're getting feedback.
Okay.
Got to lower the radio or else we can't hear you.
Okay. This is Margaret.
Okay, Margaret.
Okay, about the Goldwater store?
Uh-huh.
It's right by the church, right after the church.
You can't miss it.
And it's listed as Goldwater store.
Okay, on the Eunice Exchange?
Yes, going towards Crawley.
Yes, but it's on the Eunice Telephone Exchange.
It's a 457 number?
That I don't know, but it says little water.
Yeah, but Miss Camille knows how to research all of that. She'll find out.
Yeah, well, I got married at the Mowater Church.
Uh-huh.
I got married at the Mowater Church.
Oh, you did? Well, yeah. I know exactly where you're coming at there. I've seen that church, and I've seen that store for a number of years now. You can't miss it. Right on the highway.
Right. It's right on the highway.
And I used to have a friend of ours, one of the Beavers, and the
Robert Beaver?
No, it wasn't Robert. I forget which one it was, but he had the different kinds of different color guineas, and the reason why is because he, being a German, he had a Cajun neighbor who had different colored guineas, and he said that he would not be outdone by a Cajun. But I can't remember his first name, but he comes from that Mowater area.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm
very
familiar.
Small community.
Yes, ma'am. Very fine people over there.
That's right.
Okay, well,
thank you. Germans over there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
From Ville Platte.
From Ville Platte. Well, good. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll call Charlie.
Eh, bonjour, qui tu parle?
Bonjour. Hello.
Ah, you're on the air.
This is Chick in Oakland. How are y'all doing this morning? Comment ça va?
Miss Chicken, ça va beaucoup bien.
I'm enjoying the show this morning, all about all the eggs and Easter eggs, and I heard Mark asking what he call a corkscrew in French.
Right.
And I have the answer.
Well, let's hear it.
Then, tire-bouchon.
And tire-bouchon?
You are throwing the cork out of the bottle.
Yeah, tire-bouchon.
Tire-bouchon.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Margaret.
Those Easter eggs, those guinea eggs in Mowater make very good gumbo as well. I had them at the Mowater store. I had guinea gumbo with guinea eggs in the gumbo. So it's an all-around store. People are going to find it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. Alors, je crois pas peut-être qu'on pourrait faire un phone call ce matin, là. Il y a quelque chose, il y a un bouton, il a pas charé. Bonjour, qui t'y parle? Je crois qu'ils ont give up. Laissez ça. Mais in the meantime, qui m'ont charé pour le Doug Ashley Building Materials, Mark? On va charé avec le Doug, avec vous pour le Doug Ashley Building Materials. On parle pour jour de Pâques, de paix, approcher, tout ça, de se préparer pour des œufs et tout ça. Mais on a des petites affaires, t'as besoin d'être fait, des petits jobs pour nettoyer et préparer pour quand on va avoir notre gosse rassemblée. Et c'est le temps de voir le Doug Ashley Building Materials pour faire votre job d'improvement autour de la place. Vous êtes à peu plané de faire ça, là. C'est le temps pour vous êtes aller puis visiter avec nous autres. Nous autres, ça jette en gros. Et nous autres, ça veut dire que quand ça jette en gros, nous autres, ça peut vous sauver de l'argent. Et ça vous sert dans le sud-ouest de la Louisiane. Ils sont capables de venir et vous délivrer tous les besoins. Ça vous a peut-être besoin pour bâtir une maison ou un hangar ou remodel ou pour grandir et tout ça. Là. Et ils ont les différents de peintures par Pittsburgh. Ils vont aussi bien. Ils ont des outils pour vous prendre avantage de ce site. Et tout ça, c'est valable en Doug Ashley Building Materials ici de la Vie Plate dans le Parkview Plaza Shopping Center à Rennes, la Nouvelle-Hébérie, Pombreau et Lafayette. OK, Mark.
All right. Il était occupé, mais he asked me to take care of the ad for him.
Ah, je connais. Toi, tu peux charger pour le Blake's Pharmacy.
Exactement.
C'est pas juste n'importe qui. Tu peux le faire, mais je connais. Toi, tu peux le faire.
Well, he asked me to remind everyone. we're talking about Mr. Happy Blake over at Happy Blake's Pharmacies. Les deux locations de Blake's. He wants me to remind everyone to come get your Just Right potato bag. He has told me he sold probably close to 1,000. C'est pas croyable. Over just about 1,000 of these Just Right potato bags. simply on the advertising done on KVPI. These just right potato bags create a just right baked potato in your microwave oven. The inside is well done yet moist, while the skin remains tender. And these very nice bags will cook 1 to 4 medium-sized potatoes at one time. And you can only find it exclusively at Blake's Pharmacies. And another thing that he can't keep in stock, Charlie, are those new books on Pascal Fuselier. All those wonderful columns that we used to read in the newspaper each and every week for so many years. Our dear friend, the late Pascal Fuselier, who used to call us on the radio. All of his great columns have been collected together in a 261-page book. And if you like old Cajun culture, and I know you do because you listen to La Tasse de Café, Cajun culture, Cajun history, you'll want to own a copy of The Crow's Nest, the new book on those wonderful columns by the late Mamou writer and historian Pascal Fuselier. Those books are available exclusively at Blake's Pharmacy locations on MacArthur and South Chitanya. So come by and get your new Pascal Fuselier book, The Crow's Nest, available at Blake's Pharmacies. And don't forget, the cold and flu season, a lot of people are fighting colds, they're fighting the flu. And if you get a prescription from your doctor, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered ethical pharmacist at Blake's Pharmacies. The two locations on MacArthur and South Chitanya. Go by and say hello to Mr. Happy Blake and all the happy personnel at both locations of Blake's Pharmacies.
You know, if you're not feeling right, you can just walk into Blake's Pharmacies, and I guarantee you, the minute you walk in, you start feeling better.
Exactement.
Because his attitude is very catchy. Il a habitude, you see, ça va prendre comme une habitude. Tu veux faire comme lui, tu veux être content. Ça fait oublier tes mal et tes douleurs de succès ici. Et mon, n'oubliez pas, c'est votre programme. Et on vous invite de venir les appeler à 363-2124. Et on sera plus que content de charler avec vous autres de succès ici, sur les vendredis matins. Tous les vendredis, on apprécie votre phone call. Edouard Testel, on va charler avec vous pour le Village Boutique de sur Cresswell Lane, 11 Appaloosa. Ça vous invite à venir et voir leur grosse sélection de les petites robes pour le jour de Pâques et les robes pour le printemps pour les petites filles et des outfits pour les petits garçons. On est juste rentrés pour des vrais gros, des bons noms et des bonnes sélections. Et ça, c'est tout direct là, pareil pour vous autres. En Village Boutique, n'oubliez pas, ils ont les petites robes pour les petites filles et les soutes pour les petits garçons pour faire la première communion si bien. Ils ont des robes pour les filles, pour les prendre, puis approcher tout ça ici. Là, là. Ça fait... Gardez une idée. Ils ont un petit blend de tout quelque chose pour toute la famille. Dans le département pour les hommes, ça vous a des jackets, des overalls, des coveralls et des souliers de travail, des blue jeans et ensuite des chemises par Wrangler. Vous êtes invités de venir et comparer le prix. Rappelez-vous, de tous les deuxièmes mardis du mois, c'est le senior citizen discounté. You see, vous avez sauvé 20% de surtout le linge pour les dames et les enfants. Village Boutique, Cresswell Lane, on Appaloosa. Et bonjour, Randy.
Bonjour, Charlie.
Et Mark a quitté l'affaire. Mark est gone, hein?
He's headed to Brown, yes he is.
Uh-huh, so it's me and you, babe.
Yep.
We're going to do it until 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you have anything you'd like to say this morning?
I hadn't thought of anything just yet, but I'm sure something will pop into my head.
Oh, I'm sure you're gonna find something.
Somebody got something to say because the phone line's lit up. You want to try one?
We've been having fun. Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Charlie.
Yes.
This is Bernita.
Hi, Bernita.
You've been on the phone. I almost hung up. I mean, you know... You advertising, though. I know you have to pay the bills.
Hey.
Listen, did you get an answer to that little thing that hangs in our throat?
Yes, we did, but I want to hear yours. I want to hear yours.
Okay. It seems like my mother would call it la louette.
Right.
Okay. Right. And the English word for it is uvula.
Right.
Uvula.
Uvula.
Uvula, yeah. I talked to a nurse this morning, and she told me that was the name. And she says they cut that off for somebody that snores.
Oh?
Now, some people it helps, some people it doesn't.
Ah.
Yeah.
You
I
don't
know
mean
you could do without it, but you can.
You don't mean to tell me that Taza Cafe is going to start solving people's snoring problems?
Holy... That's what she told me.
We're getting good, huh?
Yeah. So, anyway, I wanted to pass that on.
But thank
so have
you.
A good day.
Thank you, Benita.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay.
What are y'all talking about?
That little wiggly thing in your throat.
Oh.
The uvula.
The, yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
My mama used to call that a palette or something. I don't know.
But anyway, that's what she was saying.
They cut it off?
For some people, to keep them from snoring.
Don't tell my wife that.
Oh, she might do surgery while you're sleeping.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of.
We're going to start sleeping. But, Randy, we'll start sleeping with one eye open.
I guess so. There you are.
Oh, there. My
don't
goodness.
Give don't give those women any ideas.
Oh.
They don't need them.
I know, because it comes from a woman, you see.
That's it. So, that's about right, too.
We're opening a can of worms. We're getting in trouble right off of the bat.
Oh, man.
But in the meantime, let me talk about another place of business.
Something safe.
Yes, and that's the Family Hair and Gifts. Ici Tel Aviv Plot. Family Hair and Gifts through East Lincoln Road de La Place. Et vous savez, vous pouvez rassurer de vous avoir trouvé tout ça, vous avez quand les produits par Merle Norman, son votre official Merle Norman headquarters, tous les produits, ça vous êtes pour garder pour, vous avez les trouver là en stock. Et là, par-dessus, tout ça, ils ont un gros département de suggestion pour des différentes présents, pour les différentes occasions. Ils ont des, la marchandise pour LSU, pour les dames, pour les hommes, pour les enfants. Ils ont une grosse sélection de des différentes dots. Suggestions pour des présents, pour des spéciales occasions comme des anniversaires ou des fêtes ou des noces ou des fêtes comme jour de Pâques d'après-midi. Et là, ils sont capables de vous offrir des facials, des wax treatments, des pédicures, des manicures, tout ça. Vous pouvez faire ça pour vous-même. Comment dire ça en français? Moi, je le dis en anglais de mieux que je peux. Mais le Family Hair and Gifts, c'est la place où vous avez tout le temps être bien satisfait de vous être à visiter parce qu'ils vont vous traiter comme vous n'êtes pas jamais jonglé d'être traité. Family Hair and Gifts, East Lincoln Road à la Vie Plate. OK, Randy.
Phone lines lit up there, Charlie. Here you go.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles? Hello.
Charlie, this is John.
Yes, John.
Yes, sir. I want to ask two questions. Now, I know how they say this around here in French, but I want to know how, if you heard how they say that in other places, that next year and good food, and I'll hang up and listen. And if nobody comes up with it, I'll call you back.
Next year?
And good food and next year, okay?
All right. We'll put it up in the air, and I'm sure someone will give us an
answer.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right.
Next year and good food, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, here's a call.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hello, Charlie. Ça, c'est Gerald Fontenot.
Monsieur Gerald Fontenot.
Right.
All right.
Je t'appelle, demander toutes sortes de mots, comment vous appelez si je t'appelle ça, des louettes, des soufflets de fond.
on est sans réserve ce matin.
Donc, garantie, vous êtes sans réserve.
Right.
Ouais, Marc, c'est pas des bébés.
On se basse nous autres tout seuls des fois.
Ah ouais, mais tu connaisserais comment s'appelle une bourouette dans la Belgique?
Une bourouette?
Ouais.
Mais moi, j'ai jamais été à la Belgique, ça fait ce qu'on
ça fait pas rien.
Mais je pense qu'elle l'appelle une bourouette.
Comment ça, elle l'appelle un mamou?
Une bourouette?
Ouais.
C'est comme ça. Moi, je l'appelle. Comment toi, tu l'appelles?
Moi, je l'appelle pas, je vais la chercher.
Oh, mais ta capot là! Hey, c'est pas le poisson d'avril encore?
Non, mais c'est pas loin.
Allons voir, you let me know. Mais ça, c'est...
4 jours approchant.
Mais ça sera mercredi. Ça sera Jim, tout dans le poisson d'avril.
Ouais.
Mais c'est correct. Je crois, j'ai attendu mercredi, il n'avait mangé un, lui aussi.
Pas tout le monde n'a mangé.
Mais moi, j'ai besoin de la manger.
C'était ton toi qui mangeais.
Mais c'était mon tour à moi, hein. All right.
OK, Charlie.
Thank you, Daryl.
All right.
Good. All right.
Hey,
yeah, he got me on that one, Randy.
You ready for another one?
Yeah, I'm ready for another one. Bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, is this Randy?
Oh, hang on. That's probably. Hey, can you call me back in about 30 minutes?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Technical support.
Oh, I thought it was personal calls.
No, well, yeah.
It is a personal call.
To a mechanic on the computer, yes, it is.
Yes, okay.
So I hope to get him back in a little while.
He sounded surprised.
Yeah, I think we caught him off guard.
He wasn't ready to go on Taz the Cafe.
No.
Most probably doesn't know what we're talking about.
Nope. If he was on hold, he has no clue. Where am I calling here?
All right. Okay.
Phone lines are empty. By the way, I saw somebody trying to call a request line. The number to call to get us on this show is 363-2124, 363-2124.
We can't cut in line. Okay, I'll tell you what, cut in line. But let me talk about another place of business that's known as the B&S Grocery. B&S Grocery, ici de la Ville Plate, du chemin des Apôtres de Sas, en sortant de la Ville Plate, bord du S, en coin du chemin Satiba à Lance-Bélair, et la place UC Scott Dupré, et tout le staff est beaucoup anxieux de vous voir arriver. Driver peut rentrer dans la porte devant parce que qu'aux autres, ils sont capables de remplir votre besoin dans les grosseries, les jardinages, les produits fraîches ou dans les canages. Ou si c'est pour remplir votre tank de gaz, ils les ont par 7 cours, on sait bien ici ça. Ça peut vous faire ça de 24 heures par jour. En fait, ils sont capables de vous offrir, de vous vendre les tickets de Powerball, la loterie, et le scratch ticket en B&S. En fait, pour exemple, cet week-end ici, ils peuvent vous offrir des round steaks sans dossier pour juste 2,69 $ sur la livre. Ensuite, les longes de cochon coupées free, si vous êtes le veut. $1.59 la livre. Les ribeye, les numéros N pour 5,99 $ sur la livre. Ensuite, vous allez trouver une caisse de cuisses et des hanches de poulet. Une caisse de 30 livres pour 15,99 $ sur la caisse. Et puis, check dessus leurs saucisses, si ça peut vous faire. Les saucisses mêlées avec les jalapenos. Comme ça, c'est bon. Ça donne un vrai bon goût. C'est fine up pour vous-même. Ça, c'est tout. Avalable en B&S Grocery. East Main, en coin du chemin, ça t'y va à Lance-Bella.
All right. Well done.
And
phone lines are empty. 363-2124.
You mean to tell me that we pooped our listeners out this morning?
Must have.
They tried to poop me out at first, but I stayed right up with them.
I have a feeling they'll get their second wind here shortly.
Hey, they're regrouping for their second attack.
Yep, as we speak.
On this over here. And
in fact, one has rejuvenated itself here. Here you go.
All right. Bonjour. Qui tu parles?
This is Charlie, Winston Dupré.
Hey, Winston.
Y'all was talking about some guinea eggs and chicken eggs.
Yes.
But a duck egg is pretty good to pop, too.
A duck egg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
One of those Scoby ducks.
They're strong?
They're pretty strong.
Uh-huh. Never tried those.
Yeah.
Might give them a try this year.
All right, Mr. Charlie. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Come on.
All right. Do you ever try pocking duck eggs?
No.
Never have.
Can't say the ham.
Neither the goose eggs. That takes almost two hands to hold. Compared to a little bitty guinea egg, I guarantee you. That's David versus Goliath, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. The guineas are pretty scarce in this area. Not many people who are raising guineas anymore. I don't know about around.
You used to see them running all over the road. You don't see that anymore either.
They're scarce. They can make some noise.
Yeah.
That's the best watchdogs you can have around the house. I promise you. They're not going to let you get by with nothing. Okay. C'est un stade pour le charité pour une autre place de business in the Chapman's Dirt Service. Ici, de la vie de plate. Madame Sandra Chapman dit, appelle-moi. Moi, je veux délivrer ces gravois et limestone, la terre pour remplir les bassins du sable et du topsoil et ça vous a deux. Et là, elle dit, je suis capable d'installer des jardins sur votre propriété, on sait bien des succès ici, et on est capable d'égaliser cette terre, ça vous a deux, faire aller, ou les gravois ou les limestone. Et on a des trucks, on a des machineries, on est paré pour être à votre service. Du service est dépendable, et du service est vite, et du service est fait comme il devrait être fait la première fois. Pour les meilleurs prix en tour, le Chapman's Dirt Service est ouvert le lundi et vendredi pour mieux vous servir. 8h jusqu'à 5h, ils sont fermés les samedis. Ça fait, quand vous avez besoin du service, appelez le Chapman's Dirt Service, 363-786-N. 363-786-N. Et elle peut vous donner des estimations sans obligation. Elle a 5 trucks qui sont valables pour vous donner le service le plus vite. Si vous êtes bâti une maison neuve, un camp, ou vous êtes juste besoin d'égaliser la terre, Chapman's Dirt Service est la place pour appeler. Sandra Chapman à 363-786-N. Chapman's Dirt Service. Okay.
All right, Charlie, let's see. Phone lines are still empty, so give us a call. Add area code if you're listening on the internet, 337-363-2124, or you can shoot us an email at oldies925@gmail.com. Yes, sir.
I heard that some of our friends from Bill Platt had emailed from Australia earlier this week.
Yeah, they sure did.
On this over here.
Their time's all fouled up. They don't know what day it is, like an hour or a day ahead or something like that.
We'll just leave it at that. They know what time it is over there, and we know what time it is over here, so that's all that counts on here. And I think you have a few words you want to say.
I do. Hey, we're going to talk about Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales.
Yeah.
My good buddy Gary Brignac over in Mamou. Gary would like to remind you that if you find your motorized wheelchair or scooter is not working and are in need of some type of repair, deal with your local hometown home medical equipment dealer, Assured Home Medical. Call Gary at 468-3722. That's 468-3722. Call anytime. He can make that wheelchair or scooter work like brand new again. If you feel the need to change your battery, change a tire, he can do it. And in most cases, it won't cost you a dime because Medicare will cover it. Call Gary Brignac and start enjoying your wheelchair and scooter again. Again, that number to call is 468-3722. And remember, the next time you need home medical equipment, remember to choose Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. You have the right to choose your home medical provider. Be sure to tell your doctor you want to get your medical equipment from one of the fastest-growing home medical dealers in our area, home owned and operated by Gary Brignac. Gary offers more than 22 years of experience in the home medical business. Again, that's Gary Brignac at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, 468-3722.
Okay, and Gary assures you that you're going to be pleased with their service. Just go out and see them.
Yes, sir. Do that indeed. Right there on 6th Street in Mamou.
All right. Let's see what we got going on. Mark and Jim are going to be on remote all day today. And you have some ball games on scheduled weather.
Yeah, we got the weather's fouling everything up. Supposed to have a three-game series at LSUE beginning this afternoon at 6. But that's not looking good. All the rain they've already got in Eunice. Field's in great shape, but keep in mind, that's a lot of water. And then it's supposed to rain again this afternoon. So last Coach Willis told me back on Tuesday when we were down in New Orleans that tonight's game would probably be washed out and moved to tomorrow night at 6, and then we'll play a doubleheader Sunday afternoon. So that's more than likely what's going to happen. But you never know about these things. Or Charlie, I was down in New Orleans on Tuesday calling the LSUE Delgado game, and of course that Kirsch Rooney Stadium is sitting right there, you know, next to Delgado. And I had the sheet, but I must have left it at home, about the history of that stadium. And that's an old stadium, it's an old grandstand type, and the players that played there, it was built in 1957. I mean, you're talking, Joe DiMaggio came over there one time just to make an appearance. And back then, New Orleans had a professional baseball team called the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to make a guest appearance while they were doing batting practice. He said he took his jacket off, stepped up to the plate, and hit two of them out of the ballpark, put his jacket back on, and walked away. Other greats that played there, this was incredible to me. Hank Aaron came there and played in an exhibition game when he was was way back when he was with the Braves, I think, and he hit a home run in Curt Rooney in left center field.
Mm.
That was 3 days before he tied Babe Ruth at 714 home runs. It was 3 days before opening day when he hit that historic home run to tie Babe Ruth, and he hit it right there in that stadium. That's
amazing.
A whole bunch of stories about that stadium. It's called Curt Rooney Stadium in New Orleans. You look it up on the internet, and you can get some lots of interesting stuff there. It got tore up pretty bad with Katrina, but they got it back up and running. Now they're waiting on their light poles, but many, many guys played there. Okay. They're now in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. And then another thing, too, which brings me to mind, is the Ville Platte Pirates.
The Ville Platte who?
Pirates.
Ville Platte Pirates.
Yes.
Okay. Inform me of the Ville Platte Pirates.
Ville Platte Pirates, they were a semi-pro team.
Really?
He used to play here in Ville Platte. And I'm sure you're well acquainted with the Sacred Heart playing field.
Yes.
Where it's at now. But they used to have a field there with the grandstand and everything built for the Ville Platte Pirates.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Maybe seeds for your thoughts.
Very good. Something. Absolutely. The phone lines are lit up, Charlie. Shall
Let's talk. Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
TJ again.
Yeah, TJ.
Listening to this guy talk about baseball, I went to Willis Langley's funeral this week.
Right.
And this big guy gets out of the parking lot, and I couldn't help myself being a big LSU fan like I am. I said, God, I got to know what your name is. And he told me, yes, I played football with Willis. His name was Billy Truax.
Billy Truax, yes, sir.
It was a tight end, if my memory is correct.
And we did lose our old buddy Willis.
And he really got a kick out of that. In fact, I forgot. I was so excited, I forgot to introduce myself. So after the services, we walk it outside. I said, sir, I got to excuse myself. I forgot to tell you who I was. He just grabbed me and gave me a big old hug like he really appreciated what I had told him. I just wanted to throw that in.
That's great.
I'll tell you another thing, too. Those of us who knew Willis, he was not no small man himself. And he was fit for the bill, and he played for the Chinese Bandits, right?
Yep.
Oh, really?
He sure did. He played with the Chinese Bandits. That was in his obit that we've got.
But
sure
I wanted to ask him that, but you know how we get old, we get kind of embarrassed to ask questions that we should maybe know. But I remembered him well when, I got a book on 75 years of LSU football, and on the back cover, they got that group of boys, Willis Langley, Billy Truax, and a bunch of other guys on the back there. But I just want to let you know that Willis's funeral made my day.
Well, I'll tell you why Willis is going to be missed by those of us who knew.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I'm on my way to Venice, Louisiana, so.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
You're going
to
pick
up. I got a long way to go. I'm picking up a guy at a heliport out there, so.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
You're going to pick up Randy on your way out?
No.
What's that?
I said, you're going to pick up Randy when you could be over there, huh?
You're breaking up on me, Charlie, so I'm on the cell phone.
All right.
Later, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but Randy, what I'm saying, he called earlier.
Ah.
And he told Mark that he had picked up KVPI in Venice.
Wow.
Now, he said, not for long, but he did pick up KVPI in Venice. So that's what I was referring to there.
Incredible.
On this, and, you know, he was talking about an old friend of ours, old Willis. Willis was, he was a 100% LSU. His blood must have been blue and gold.
I may be wrong, but I think he had a son named Trey, and
yes,
he played football at LSU for a while as well.
Yes, he has one son.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
But
or he still is. That is young.
And Daddy was not no little man either. I can understand why they were rough and tough, those giant Chinese Bandits on this LSU.
Yep.
I wouldn't have wanted Willis to come after me.
I guess not.
And talking about Willis and Eunice, and it would be apropos that I talk about Jerry's Furniture.
Absolutely.
Ils sont à Eunice, à 1050 East Laurel Street à Eunice. Ils ont pu vous offrir des gros spéciales dans les gros showrooms. Ils ont des fameux noms comme Ashley et Broyhill, Pulaski, Riverside et Liberty. Ça veut dire qui? Ça va trouver presque n'importe qui. Morceau de butin, ça vous a tapé de garder pour. Et là, quand ça vient dans le Lazy Boys, les produits par Lazy Boys, ils ont les sofas, les love seats, ça, c'est sur cag. Ils ont les chaises et ils ont les chaises et demi, chair and a half, et plus d'autres. Les Lazy Boy recliners, et c'est les fameux recliners. Une grosse sélection pour vous choisir. Ils ont 70 différents styles et des couleurs et dans les étoffes et dans le cuir. Tout est dans le stock et ils sont parés pour délivrer carrément. Et là, si ça vient de vous avoir besoin d'un set de matelas neuf, visitez avec Jerry's Furniture. En fait, ils ont le Sealy Posturepedic Sleep Center. Ça veut dire qu'ils ont les différents différents de Sealy Posturepedic pour vous faire les matelas. Ça vous appelle garder pour la famille ou pour un individu. Ça fait aller puis shop à Bottez. C'est une expérience quand vous êtes à shop. Avec le Jerry's Furniture, le Highway 190 en Est de Eunice. Et on va rappelez-vous, on a dit qu'ils sont capables de délivrer et setup sans se vous charger rien d'extra. Et ça, c'est le Jerry's Furniture Eunice, appelé 457-4272. All right. J'ai fait ça bien? Mark told me you had learned a few extra words in French.
Not many.
But he said you know more French than you let know.
Oh, now why would he say something like that?
Mark wouldn't talk about his friend. Well, Mark is not here to defend himself. So.
No.
Now's a good time to talk about him, then.
It's a very good time, but he'll be calling in here sharp, so.
Yes.
Anyway.
He'll be on vacation next week.
Yeah, he's heading to a conference, I think. So, yep, it'll be me and you again next week.
And I tell you what, I sort of heard through a little birdie that Mark has been invited to be the guest ringside announcer
for the wrestling in Mammoth Saturday night. I'd like to see that, and I'll be at a ball game Saturday night, but I'd like to, if he would do that, boy, Charlie, if we could slip one of them wrestlers a few bucks and then have them go into a tirade while Mark's on there. You know how they stand in the middle of the ring and they start pushing
nose to
each
nose.
Other around, slamming him. I told Mark he might get body slammed.
Yeah, but what?
Oh, man, but if that happens, you know, if something happens, they do get into a ruckus, well, you know, I'm going to get blamed for it because...
And then when did the Rockets see?
I don't remember. I didn't.
If he didn't show up, he's going to come and get him in a body lock, and he's going to drag him to Mamou.
Well.
Oh, I didn't say that.
That'd be good.
Ça, c'est tout, mon. C'est tout le temps là pour ce matin, pour la tasse de café. Ça a été fait possible par le K&B Grocery, Doug Ashley Building Materials, Blake's Pharmacist, Bonne Nouvelle, B&S Grocery, LJ Chapman Dirt Service, Ardwan Salvage, Eastern Exxon, Family Hair and Gifts, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, Jerry's Furniture, Village Boutique. Et je vais vous dire que c'est un vrai plaisir et on souhaite devoir tout avoir un bon week-end de sauve, rester sec et le bon Dieu venir venir. Ça fait jusqu'à la semaine qui vient quand Jim et Mark vont venir. Jim va être ici mercredi et Randy, je crois, va être prendre la place. La vendredi, moi, je vais venir avec Randy. Ça fait, on va se passer un bon temps et que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.